welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note to indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. A lot has been said about the decline of clubs and social organizations in America. Remember the book Bowling Alone a few years ago? Robert Putnam's idea is that fewer of us know our neighbors, belong to organizations that meet, or even socialize with our families. We're even bowling alone, he says. Bucking that trend, a Central Indiana group that celebrates its 60th birthday this month and is stronger than ever. The Indianapolis Hiking Club, with more than 500 members, sponsors 2,000 hikes each year, including weekly hikes at Eagle Creek Park on the city's west side. This is what it sounded like when we joined them the other day. We met the group's unofficial photographer, Phil Coons, after their hike.
It's Philip Coons. I'm a retired psychiatrist. The Indianapolis Hiking Club, I think they first formed in 1957. So we've got a lot of long-time members. I've only been a member for a little over 3 years now. But the club is composed of about 500 people. We hike almost every day of the year. There's something like 5 or 6 hikes scheduled every day. Whereas when the club first formed, they just did one hike a week, usually on a weekend.
And you're out even in the cold weather.
Yes, we are. Very cold weather. I think you've seen some pictures where you can't even identify us because we're all faces are covered up.
What is it that attracts folks to your group?
Well, I think one thing is just love of being the outdoors, love of walking and hiking. It's a very social club, so, you know, people become friends and, you know, hike together and talk.
That really is a big part of it. I mean, there are groups of people who get together and have coffee. There are groups of people who get together and play cards. And this is a group that a little different.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes we go out to eat after a hike. Some people have called it a hiking club that likes to eat or a eating club that likes to hike.
For people who haven't done this before, you know, talk about this, the beauty of being outdoors and the things that kind of touch you.
Well, one of the really great things we did this year was we hiked every state park. There are about 35 or 40 people that made every state park, and another 20 folks that made at least 20 hikes. We see a lot of wildlife when we're hiking, deer, frogs, fish, you name it, we've seen it.
On the day that we joined them at Eagle Creek Park, dozens of club members headed out onto the wooded trails, much of the path covered with snow and icy spots. These are very fit people, you notice, though most on this day, it was a Thursday morning, were retired. Phil Coons is 71.
Tell me about the benefits of this kind of exercise. I mean, you're a psychiatrist as well, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm a physician and a psychiatrist. One of the reasons I hike now, you know, for the last year and a half, is I had a heart attack, mild heart attack on one of the hikes. And
not on the hike, though.
Yeah, on a hike. Yeah, it was on Shacamack State Park. And believe it or not, I drove all the way to Methodist Hospital. But we've had people that have broken ankles, broken arms, people with stress fractures.
Pretty tough bunch, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you had a heart attack while you were out hiking?
Yeah.
That sounds a little scary.
Well, it was. I discreetly excused myself. I didn't tell anybody. Drove to the first convenience store, got some aspirin, chewed them up, and then drove to Methodist.
It's because you're a physician. You knew what was happening. Did you have a numbness in your left arm?
Well, it was pain all the way across the chest, and I knew it was happening.
Well, I guess this is one benefit because there's some physicians in the club. So if you're in distress, you know, somebody might be able to, you know, tell you to get some aspirin.
We were on one hike. I think it was down at McCormick's Creek State Park, and one of the hikers did a face plant on the trail and had a mild concussion. Fortunately, we had a ER doctor that was with us, and so she rode all the way with him to the local hospital.
Now, a lot of folks like to walk in their neighborhoods and stuff. There's something special, though, about being out in the nature like this.
Right. Well, we do have a lot of neighborhood hikes, but a lot of people prefer Eagle Creek Park, state parks. We've been down to Morgan Monroe, been to Bradford Woods. We do that every January, once a week. There are hikes out of state, like every year in April, they go down to Smoky Mountain National Park. This past March, we went to Tucson, Arizona for a week. A group even went to England to hike Hadrian's Wall.
The benefits of socializing, being out with people, I mean, it's just good for you in a lot of different ways.
Well, it's you know, just good fun talking to other people that you know. You make a lot of friendships in the hiking club. I've really enlarged my number of friends since I joined. I was a colleague that joined the hiking club a long time before I did, and I heard him talking about the hikes he was on. It just sounded like so much fun. And then I was about a little over 3 years ago, I was hiking out here and I saw a group hiking, and they looked like they were having so much fun, and I'm sure it was part of the hiking club.
We've got a lot of boomers, a lot of people in their 50s and 60s now, right? And this big bulge in the population.
You know, the club now, we're all getting older. You know, most of us are in our 50s, 60s, 70s, quite a few in their 80s even. Little elderly ladies that can out-hike me by a long shot.
How do you get new members? You get many young people? You get any, you know, young whippersnapper 45-year-olds?
Well, we get a few, and we'd like to get more. I think most of these people see us from either our website or our Facebook page.
We want to tell people how to find you.
Okay, well, if it sounds good, Google the Indianapolis Hiking Club, and that will be the website that comes up first. If you're on Facebook, then go to the Indianapolis Hiking Club Facebook page.
Phil Coons is a retired psychiatrist who joined the Indianapolis Hiking Club 3 years ago. Everybody has their hiking stories. Phil's is about the time he was on a hike and realized he was suffering a mild heart attack. He drove himself to the hospital, was treated, and of course took his doctor's advice about the best exercise for recovery, walking. Talking about the fitness and mental health benefits of that exercise, you can Google those folks up online or just connect to indyhike.org. And if you've got a hiking group and you want to let us know about it, drop me a line.
Indiana Weekend. Interesting people and places from across our region. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
So we've been combating cabin fever lately by getting out with some of our friends who are big on exercise and outdoor activity. We met up with the Indianapolis Hiking Club at Eagle Creek Park recently, talked with several of their members. About 20 people were on the club's Thursday walk, including Marthine Kohlmeier, who talked to us after they wrapped up.
My brother and I were pair skaters, ice skating, when we were growing up. So I've always, you know, been very particular about maintaining my health. And for the first time, especially on camera, I'm going to tell you my age, which I don't do very often, but I'm 80 years old. And I have been hiking religiously every Thursday out here at Eagle Creek since I retired from American United Life Insurance Company. Because when you're retired, you look for some kind of a hobby. And since I was already interested in keeping my physical health, I started hiking. And before you know it, it's like a family affair. You know, you become very acquainted and very close to the people that you hike with. And in fact, when I first started, I thought, I'm going to be the only one that's going to be out here interested in hiking in the wintertime. But boy, when you come out here and you find, you know, 25 or 30 other people that are doing the same thing, you don't feel like such a, you know, a loner. You find people that you have things in common with, and that really makes it nice. So I will keep it up. And in the wintertime, I would say that it drops off a little bit, but not a whole lot. In the summer, we have about 50 people that come out here to Eagle Creek in the summer. In the wintertime, it probably drops off maybe 15. But for us heavy-duty hikers, we just dress for it. If you just dress warm enough for it, it's no problem. And you, you know, keep healthy all winter long.
And you get to see your friends.
Talk about this. You get to see your friends. Now, I'm a single person, so living alone can be very lonely. And so you look forward to, you know, coming out here on Thursday and having the comradeship and the conversation with your friends. Yeah, that's very important.
And talk about the age group that's out here.
I would say the average age group on Thursday is probably, the average age is probably around 60 on up. Now, during the weekends, the younger people, because they work all week long, you know, then they're out here on weekends. Or we have hikes every day, and on weekends, a lot of our hikes are out of town. So a lot of these younger people, they like to go out of town. It's kind of a respite from sitting at a office, in an office chair all week long.
And you really like Eagle Creek Park.
I love Eagle Creek Park. I love it. Yes, I really do. I love the woods. I like hiking in the woods. It's not quite as hard on your hips as walking on the concrete. And I like communing with nature, you know. And on a closing note, I don't take medication for anything. And I'm 80 and I'm in perfect health. So that tells you something about it, doesn't it? About the advantages of hiking.
I'm Linda Crawford. I'm 78. I work one day a week for Pediatric Home Health. I retired from the old Wishard Hospital after I worked there 15 years in mental health, and I worked for St. Vincent's 17 years in mental health. And then I went into pediatric home health care. I've been in the hiking club over 25 years. Dropped out for a while till a classmate of mine from Butler, we're Butler University class of 60 and 61, we're that old. She brought me back in, and because she hikes here every Thursday.
What do you like about the hiking club?
There are scheduled hikes, like some of my fellow walkers have said, every day. Sometimes there's two or three hikes on different sides of town, different lengths. You can pick whatever length you want. If you aren't going to go the whole 5 or 10, tell the hiking leader so they aren't looking for you. You can turn around and go back. But other people have said in state parks, state forest.
You keep track of how many miles you've walked? Tell me about that.
We sign in, and some wonderful person, and I just met her at the Christmas dinner, her last name's Zimmerman, and she keeps track of it. And she will have somebody show up with a patch, like my friend has 7,000 miles. I don't have that many.
How many miles do you have?
I have between 500 and 1,000.
And tell me about a particularly memorable day that you had. Can you think of a time that you were on a hike and you thought to yourself, well, now this is why I do this. I really like this.
This is why I do this. Well, when we went to Yellowwood, and I had forgotten, growing up in Indiana, my parents had taken me to that state recreational area, and I didn't realize that until I saw it again. So that was really exciting that our parents would take my brother and me to these also. Maybe that's where I got the bug. It was just stuck in my unconscious that they would take us hiking.
You know, it seems the best advertisement for the Indianapolis Hiking Club is its members, who all look so trim and in good shape and everything. How do you do it?
Well, you keep going. Don't get discouraged, and people will encourage you. I mentioned this book to you, Type A Behavior in Your Heart. I don't know the authors. It's over 40 years old. They were cardiologists in their lifetime. And they talked about walking being the best exercise. Bicycling and swimming is number 2 and 3. They tie for 2 and 3. It's good for, like other people have said, it's good for your health. It doesn't stress your cardiovascular system. Like running, running will stress it out. These two cardiologists didn't like runners. They were afraid you'd have an aneurysm and it would burst and that'd be the end of you. But a walker's not going to burst an aneurysm. So they used that book in all the hospitals that I worked in, Community and St. V's, and that's Indianapolis hospitals.
So, do you feel as if you're healthier since you've been doing this? And can you talk a little bit about that?
I know I am, but maybe being outside and moving isn't for everyone. It certainly is for me. I need to do that. But I've had artists say to me, oh, when I'm down or depressed, I just need to go and paint. So everybody's got their thing, but definitely your thing better include being outside in nature. The actress that made Breakfast at Tiffany's, Katharine Hepburn, and she was dying of cancer. And she made the statement, if you can just get outside and enjoy nature, that will lift you up. And she testified that it lifted her up, even in her very seriously ill condition.
That's Linda Crawford, a 78-year-old nurse who still works one day each week. Before her, we heard Marthine Kohlmeyer, another walker, who at age 80 is actually on no medications. The book that Linda was talking about, Type A Behavior and Your Heart, was written in 1974 by cardiologist Meyer Friedman. He was among the first to identify how type A behavior of chronically angry and impatient people can raise their risk of heart attacks. In a follow-up book a few years later, he showed how the risk of heart attacks could be reduced among people who learn to slow down and chill. He even provided exercises to help type A's emulate the mellower behavior of people with type B personality. Among the exercises, leave your watch home for a day, drive in the slow lane, consciously try to observe and talk to other people. Friedman would even have his patients read Marcel Proust's Remembrance of Things Past, all 7 volumes, to re-energize the creative side of their brains.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
My name is Ed Wright. I'm what they call Pathfinder. I schedule the hikes. I find leaders to lead the hikes. And I develop and publish the hike schedule.
Which is a big responsibility.
Probably the biggest in the club. We have over 2,000 hikes a year. So that's about almost 7 hikes a day. Every day of the year. This year we will be celebrating our 60th anniversary on January 22nd, I believe. And for the first 20 years, the club only scheduled hikes on Sunday afternoons. And that evolved to the point where, as I said, we now schedule like almost 7 hikes every day of the week. We now have close to 600 members. And drawn from all over Indianapolis and surrounding counties, including we have members that out of state that still retain their membership, people who've moved to Florida and Arizona and were members and still have retained, become, you know, still join the club every year. I think it for some, it's exercise. And we probably have about a quarter of our walkers who are primarily in it for the exercise, and they tend to choose hikes that are primarily just exercise oriented, you know. We call self-guided hikes where they can walk whatever pace they want, not necessarily as a group. I would say the majority is the camaraderie of like-minded people, most of which, not all of which, but a lot of which are retired. So a lot of us who hike on weekdays tend to be retired, and we have every conceivable profession you can imagine. On today's hike, we had two doctors, a psychiatrist, vice presidents, nurses, you name it, all seem to share a love of outdoors and staying fit, which the exercise allows you to do, but to do it with other people. And if you've been in the club a while, you develop friendships that are second only to family, and in many cases are stronger than family. So people do vacations with club members and holidays with club members. When someone gets ill, it's amazing the outpouring that of love and that they get from club members, typically far more so than family members. Visits to the hospital, cards, letters, phone calls. That is typical of when we've had members obviously pass away. A lot of us are older, and people who have passed away from cancer. But it's amazing on how the club rallies around those people when they're in that situation and visits them at home. And it's an amazing club in that regard. I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam.
That's Ed Wright of the Indianapolis Hiking Club, quite an organization. About 600 members, 2,000 organized hikes per year, a lot of retirees, and a lot of friendship, a lot of shared experiences, mutual support. Those aren't exactly the purposes of the hiking club. It just seems to work out that way. And if you've ever been part of the neighbor's walking group where you live, on the street, in the mall, or the state parks, you know what they're talking about. And that's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft, and the folks in the front office, including your friends Matt Bloom, Connie Clary, Lori Georgie, Emily Kowalski, Andrea Lutz, John Morgan, Angie Rapp, Debbie Webb, Alicia Franklin, and Elena McKenzie. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.